Okay, new rule. Next time we follow the mysterious map, we bring snacks. We've been walking for hours. Wait, guys, do you hear that? That's not the wind. That's a howl. If that's Max messing with us, I'm right here, you dummy.
Oh, it's louder now. This is officially the scariest day ever.
And I kind of love it.
Can you please stop kicking my chair? I'm trying to organize my cards over here. I'm supposed to be the cool big brother, and you're acting like a baby tornado.
Today's experiment is slime that can pick up a paperclip. Mom says I'm not allowed to use the good magnets after last time. So, I made my own. If my calculations are right, and they usually are, when I add this last ingredient, it should attract metal and smell like strawberries. If it explodes again, I'm calling it a learning experience.
He's got the tiniest paws and these enormous, serious eyes. I call him Biscuit because he's soft and warm and he smells a bit like toast after his bath. Mom says we really don't need a puppy, but he climbed into my lap, fell asleep, and if a puppy falls asleep on you, that's it. You belong to each other now.
Keep close. Keep quiet. Try not to crunch every single leaf. Yeah? The map says the old oak tree is our first marker. If you hear rustling, it's probably just the wind. Probably. Rule number one, no turning back, even if your socks get muddy. Rule number two, if we meet a squirrel, you do the talking. And if we actually find treasure, we share it. You can have the shiny bits. I just want the story.
You said pack light. This is light. It's only like 12 chocolate bars, my emergency cape, 3 comic books, the Lucky Rock, and Jeff. He's a cactus. You never know when you're gonna need a cactus, okay?
I know everyone thinks I'm scared of everything. The dark, the lake, that creepy doll in Grandma's attic. But I'm not running away this time. That dragon needs us. And if I have to be the one to walk into the forest first, then okay, I'll do it. Just maybe hold my hand. Just until we can't see home anymore.
Rule number one of middle school. Never let them see you panic. Even if your locker just burped out 3 overdue homework sheets and a sandwich from last term, you just casually kick it shut and walk away. See? Totally chill. Inside, you're screaming, but outside, what? Me? I always meant for my bag to smell like old cheese.
Okay, so if this works, we get unlimited snacks. If it doesn't work, we might turn the sofa into a frog. Either way, it's going to be interesting.
It says here that dragons are usually friendly, as long as you don't, you know, scream or run or smell funny. I'm not scared. I'm just very respectfully cautious. There is a difference.
My daddy says the sun comes up just so he can drink his coffee on the porch. When he laughs, the windows almost shake. Everyone thinks he's just my daddy, but I know he's a cowboy, a superhero, and the best pancake maker in the whole world.
It's okay, sweetheart. Big adventures can feel a bit scary, but I'm right here with you. You don't have to be the bravest in the room. Just be you. That's more than enough. Wherever we go next, I just hope it's with you guys.